Good day, November 5th, 2025, and I am at the Kadem Hotel, guest house in Cambia. And the hotel had its own well, and then that was pumped to a tank, and that's how we ended up with water. It's generally always a little bit rickety, but it's, as long as you have water, then that's the saving grace. And this time my breakfast was not included, so I picked up some things on the way. I think they were fried bananas, but then the cooking kind. They have a different name, that's for another time. So now I had been communicating with Suma. And Suma is the person that is the primary supporter. He works with the Peace Corps, the American Peace Corps, and as it turns out, I got to find out that a person named Merel Adriaanse is in the Peace Corps and did go to Sierra Leone in June this year. So I had made contact, and we opted that I was invited to visit her and see how she's doing, since now she is in her location where she needs to be working. And there would be an okay time. So she then let me know about Suma, her primary support person, because she started out in Cambia with some courses and also learning Creole. And Creole, with K-R-I-O, is the national language, not the formal language, because that's English. But so everybody pretty much speaks Creole, and then some people speak some other languages as well, because it's all about tribes and chiefs and etc. So I had been WhatsApping with Suma, and we had set a time about 10:30. At the junction in town. Well, it turns out Cambia has two parts, part one and part two. And this was in part two. Somehow I found the junction, and he happened to be there. So we opted to go to a place that he knew about, where they have Yatari. And Yatari is a sort of a, instead of coffee or tea, it's sort of close to it. But it's a Sierra Leone drink, as far as I can tell. So we ended up at a little place. They just have the thermoses sitting there, and you can have it with a lot of sugar, which is what it normally, how it normally comes. And if you're lucky, then they have it without sugar, or you can put in your own. But it's pretty tasty stuff. So we he's an absolutely amazing bright light. He is from the area, Suma, and he had gone to Freetown to study, and then he taught at an international school in Freetown. But that international school only has international teachers that are African, so from the surrounding countries. It was all very fascinating information. He then opted to want to go back to Cambia, because that's where he grew up, and that's where he wanted to be with his family. He has two daughters and a wife, and he is so absolutely amazingly funny and enthusiastic. So we had a really, really good time. Then he asked if I wanted to see some parts of Cambia, which of course I was totally in for. So we made a visit to the hospital. The hospital was pretty bare, and I was even told that there was no soap. And it's about as basic. I was at that hospital in a very good way, just to visit. We also went to the school that he teaches at a little bit. It's beyond high school, so. He has a program there at times, and he can teach different things. And he took it upon himself. He must have prepped people a little bit for this, but I actually got to meet the administrator of the school as well as the president of the school. And we had a few minutes together to have some conversation. I mean, it's easy to talk about things when you've been driving from the Netherlands to Sierra Leone, since I guess it doesn't happen that every day. So they were definitely very surprised about all that and enjoyed meeting me, and I enjoyed meeting them. Then we toured the school, and they had a lot of nurses that were being educated. Three classes full. The whole school has about 600 students, but all the trades would start in mid-November. But they showed me the classrooms, and obviously it's all pretty basic, but somehow, despite all that, they make it work. So driving through the towns was fun, and we decided that I should be heading on about 2 to 3 o'clock, and then he opted to take me to his home where his wife and kids were, so I got to meet them. And his wife had prepared an absolutely amazing dish that I could take with me. That contained 2 fried fish, I could not tell you what kind they are or were, and fried bananas and some coleslaw. That turned out to be absolutely delicious. So it was fun to meet the family. And you know, you go on the back roads to do these things. It's all sand and dirt and rocks and holes and whatever. You're just sort of sculpting your way through town. And then I took him back to his school, and we parted ways. It was an amazing day already. So then I wanted to make it to McKinney, that would be the next town, and there was a few hours to go there. And in McKinney, I'd been told about a hotel called the Woosom Hotel. It's good to be staying in hotels, because then I have Wi-Fi. I can do the administrative stuff that comes with all this, and also get a good rest, because I cannot compromise on the driving, because one mistake and everything is done with and over with. One already has close calls, and that's as far as I hope it that it will go, no further. So I made it to McKinney and made it to the Woosom Hotel, which was recommended by Miro. Yeah, it had a pool as well, what can I say? Nothing wrong with that. So that was a really good place to hang out. And then I would go the next day, I think, to see Miro. No, I take that back. I'm gonna stay at the hotel another 3 nights for now. Well, thank you for being along, and see you next time.